All you truckers and truckers' wives and everybody in the trucking industry, maybe it was an accident or maybe you did it on purpose, but you found Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. I'm Troy and this is
Tyler.
Hey Tyler, before we get started, you got something to say to these people?
Of course, we got to tell them how to find us. Hey, head over to TalkCDL.com, the official website for Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. There you can find all of our social links, such as our link to iTunes and Google Play. But especially, head over to Facebook.com/TalkCDL and hit that like button. We got a great show ahead of us, so let's get to it.
So Johnny, today we're talking about what I call trucking high. In fact, Johnny, I think I'm going to call this little segment Trucking High. What do you think of that title?
I like it.
Yeah, because there are a lot of truck drivers out there, John, that are actually on drugs and they're driving down the road. 18 wheels, 80,000 pounds. And in all honesty, you know, you can't fault somebody for wanting to maybe loosen up a little bit. Marijuana is getting legal in most states and alcohol has been legal. But to consume something that messes you up and then get in a rig and drive it, I'm telling you, honestly, it just isn't right. I wouldn't want them behind my family. I wouldn't want them behind your family. What do you think, buddy?
Yeah, it's not a good idea. Bad mix.
It is a bad mix, drugs and trucking. And listen, what I'd really like to talk about is a lot of these drivers, they fail randoms and pre-employments. And you would think that, and this is just my thought, but that CDL that's in the back of your pocket, okay, that's right. It's your golden ticket, man. It's your career. Why would you want to mess that up?
Crazy. I don't understand it either.
Now, John, let me ask you a question. If I started drug testing everybody in the office, would you pass?
Well, you know, I often wondered why I never got a pre-employment drug screen.
Well, you know, honestly, I like you a lot. That's why we didn't. but in all sincerity, you would pass, wouldn't you? I mean, you don't have drugs. But let me ask you a question. And we're joking.
Do psych meds count?
No, they don't count, of course.
Okay, then I'll pass.
Who isn't on psych meds? Right. Now, listen. So you're saying you have a drug of choice would be psych meds or wouldn't it be marijuana?
No, marijuana. No, it's not for me.
Not a pot smoker?
Not at all.
Never even tried it?
Of course, I've tried it. I grew up in the 70s.
You didn't inhale?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so pot's not for you. What about like meth?
Ugh, I've never tried it, but
it doesn't sound good.
No, you get meth mouth. I mean, go Google it. You know, Google meth mouth. It's like,
yeah,
teeth rotting out of your head.
That's crazy.
Looks like my ex-wife.
How about cocaine?
Nah, not my thing, man. Not at all. I like the elevator that takes you down, not up.
Oh, really? So cocaine takes you on the upward.
That's what I'm told.
Yeah. See, I don't know about this stuff. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I tried it like when I was a kid and I hated it. So I've always kind of been in fear of drugs because I didn't like the effect when I was a young guy, what weed did to me. So I really pretty much stay away from it. You know, praise God for all that. So what would be your choice of drugs? Or do you have a choice of drug? I mean, you know, your nickname ain't Johnny Acid for nothing. Is it acid?
Well, you know, now you're speaking my language.
Really? Okay. Well,
not anymore. I mean, you know, misspent youth and all.
Back in the day. Well, yes. So here you are. You're an adult. And let's be honest. Would you even consider smoking weed or getting high and actually driving a tractor trailer?
Absolutely not. And I can tell you, dropping acid and then driving a truck is like, it's insane. Completely insane. I mean, I was back when I was a teenager. We dropped acid and we got pulled over by the cops, thinking we were doing about 90. And he said, "Do you know how fast you were going?" And my buddy who was driving said, "No." And the cops said, "You're doing 35, and the speed limit's 55. You have to speed it up." I'm like, "Whoa!" And it was snowing at the time. And I got to tell you something: if you've never dropped acid and been in a car when it's snowing, it's like you're on the USS Enterprise and they just hit the warp speed.
And you know, I'm going to be honest with you, John. It's kind of funny, you know, you're telling me about like what acid does.
Right.
So you guys thought you were doing 90, but here you were 20 miles under the speed limit. But My thing is, I've seen truckers fail for weed quite a bit, and coke quite a bit, and meth quite a bit. I've seen it. I don't know that I've ever seen a trucker fail a random or a pre-employment for acid. I mean, that would have to be a new one.
Well, if you ever see a trucker pulled over and he's running down the middle of the road naked, it's possible he may have dropped acid. I mean, that's...
He could be tripping.
Yeah, I mean, you're sitting behind the wheel, and not only are the snowflakes going by like shooting stars, but the whole windshield starts to melt.
That is insane. So, yeah. you know, I've got a couple stories of, you know, over the years, you know, working in different offices of guys and gals that have failed. In fact, I've got a story. I want to tell one or two stories, but one of them is about a 67-year-old pot smoking granny. I know, you crazy. And she was a trucker.
Well, let me do the math on that. Let's see. She would have been a stoner in the 60s. Yeah, sounds about right.
She was definitely a Woodstocker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No doubt. But, you know.
Bra burner.
Whatever, bra burner. She burned her bra, went to Woodstock and got high.
Exactly.
And now she's a trucker.
Right.
But she fits in right now. But look, I've got that story. And then I've got a story of a driver that when I was recruiting, I had hired a driver for a company in Minnesota, and he test positive for coke. And, you know, it almost, there's many stories I can tell you, but this one's going to blow your mind. And pardon the pun, because I mean, isn't coke, it's called blow. Well, blow your mind, get it.
Yeah, that's like from the 80s, but whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm an 80s guy.
Right, exactly.
So anyways, what I was going to say is I had this old lady, and I was working for a flatbed company up in Iowa at the time. They're not even around anymore. And we flew this lady in from Abilene, Texas.
The old lady.
Yeah, 67 years old, like I said.
The pot-smoking granny.
Pot-smoking class A trucker granny. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. And so we fly her in, and you had to have like 2 years experience to get in with this company anyway. So she had the experience. So here she is, comes in, going through orientation all week, and I'm at a different terminal. I get a call on like Thursday by the lady. Her name was Judy. She was the one that ran orientation. And she says, "Hey, Troy, your lady failed the drug screen." And I'm thinking, what? Hold on a second, Judy. Did you just say my lady failed the drug screen? And she goes, yeah. I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, right. Are you sure? I said, hold on a second, Judy. You got the right one. I mean, is there other women that were in the orientation? I said, Judy, mine's a 67-year-old grandmother. She goes, yeah, I know. I just drove her to the airport. She cried the entire way.
She was probably asking for a cash advance to get like some Doritos and shit.
And you know, that could have been it, you know, but the bottom line,
got the munchies,
well, the bottom line was she failed it for weed. I mean, that go figure. I mean, I've seen some weird stuff in trucking. That was one of them. Listen to this story.
Well, hold on a second. If you know you're going to be, going in for a pre-employment, don't you think maybe you'd think that the weed would show up?
Well, you know, and we can talk about that for a second, because I've seen guys and gals, mainly guys, and they'll tell you that I've had guys tell me, oh, never failed it ever. Cause I've had guys confess to me, hey man, might've had a little weed. I'm like, dude, you know, you don't need to be going to do a drug screen. I've had drivers tell me right up front that, you know, they drink certain things that they get from the GNC store and that it,
do you really think that works?
I know that personally, this is my personal opinion. I believe that either they weren't heavy smokers, or they're at that limit. They say the average is up to 30 days.
Some of those guys, I think they have their buddies pee in the bottle, and they kind of bring it in. You know what I mean?
Well, we'll talk about that here in a second. But with weed is like 30 days. Okay. And then cocaine is like, what is it, like 72 hours or something like that. Alcohol is only like 7 or 8 hours. You know, there's all kind of stuff that you really should, if you're going to do it, personally, you should have your CDL ripped up. But if you are doing it, and like you said, why would someone actually come in to a trucking company into an orientation and actually do a drug screen? I mean, you almost have to figure that's why they call it dope, right? It makes you dope.
Exactly.
So, right. So anyways, I've seen guys that have told me over the years, they went to GNC and they bought this stuff And then I've seen a lot of them, more guys that said, man, it worked every time before. I don't know why it failed me now. I heard the vinegar thing. I've heard the GNC thing. And then, you know, then you got the water diluting thing. So do I think it really works? If you read up on it, and I read up on that stuff, there is no sure way of tricking a marijuana test or a drug. You know, I think it's actually five things that the randoms look for and the pre-employments look for. I know it's like one's the THC or whatever, the marijuana one is opiates, another one is, you know, narcotic, another one. It's like five different.
Do they check for acid?
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't. But like you said, if you had a trucker running down the street naked, you probably don't have to test him.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah. So, but so these drivers will come in and going back to what you were saying, I've had them fly, get on a plane and fly halfway across the country to an orientation with a balloon or a condom taped to their stomach thinking, cause you know,
oh no, it's not taped to their stomach.
Well, no, some of them tape it other places, but we've literally had one guy, he had a balloon flattened out with all kinds of tape and he had
his stomach's not going to get it to the right temperature. Right. You know, there's other places where you can,
well, you can tuck it right up at your crotch.
If you want to heat up the turkey, you put it in the oven, right?
Right. Well, it's true. Well, and some of the, I don't know. I've never seen anybody stick it in the oven, but I will tell you.
Here, you know what I mean, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But here's what I will tell you, though. I've had them do that. And recently, about a year ago, I was talking to a director of recruiting at one of the big companies, and he was laughing. And he said, I had to tell somebody this. He said, I had a driver this morning. He goes over to get his physical,
right?
You know, this ain't even he's not even doing his drug screen yet. He's just over there to get a physical. Uh-huh. Doctor's checking him out and notices something on his ankle, right? As he lifted up his pants leg, and here the guy had a condom filled with pee just taped to his ankle. Now,
maybe it was a fetish.
And you know, that might've been it. Maybe the guy just likes pee taped.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Right.
But bottom line was he gets sent home, and now obviously that goes on his DAC. And everybody knows what a DAC is, and we can talk about that too. DAC stands for driver access code, which is really now higher, right? If you fail or refuse a drug screen, that's another thing. The refusal is just like a failure. Okay. If you fail or refuse a drug screen, they don't put on your DAC failed drug screen. That doesn't go down like that. What happens is it'll say personal contact requested. Okay. And a lot of drivers, if they fail, for example, a pre-employment drug screen,
yeah,
what they'll do is they'll go right away and think they're going to get a job. Well, a lot of these carriers quickly put that on your DAC, personal contact requested. So if you leave off, like say, for example, you go to ABC Trucking, you fail a drug screen, right? Or you refuse one.
Yeah, right.
And you realize, oh, I better go get a job real quick before this goes on my DAC.
Too late.
It really usually is. The safety director's in there putting it on.
Hey, let me ask you, if you were the driver with the pee filled condom taped to the ankle, mm-hmm. And you know it's going to show up. So anyway, you talk to the guy that you're trying to get the job with. How do you explain that away? Like, what do you say?
Well, no, man, I got the shaft there. They thought it was that, but it really wasn't that. Like, what are you going to say to it?
There's nothing.
Hey, Troy, let's take a pause for a second and thank our sponsor, Mercer Transportation, an awesome flatbed owner-operator company. You can show your support to the show by heading over to mercertown.com or talkcdl.com and click on the banner.
Yeah, drivers, if you're looking to drive and lease on to one of the best owner-operator companies in the United States, I'm telling you, Mercer Transportation is where it's at. These people are sincere. They're genuine. We've talked to them several times ourselves, and they are the real deal. Check them out and let us know how you like them. Because what happens is the reference is going to say, well, it's like I said, it's not going to come right out and say, guy taped a condom to his ankle. That's what it's going to say is on your DAC.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when someone runs your DAC history, it's going to literally say ABC Trucking, personal contact requested. So what's going to happen is you're going to sign up a release to be going somewhere else. And that company is now going to send the release to everybody that's on that DAC. So they send a DAC over. By law, the DOT law says that each company has to provide up to a certain period all your drug and alcohol test results. And so all those reference sheets, it clearly says on it, has this person ever tested more than blah, 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 like is a number, right? And obviously the carrier now is not only going to tell them, but by law have to. That carrier could get in a lot of trouble if they do not disclose that you failed a drug screen or had a condom full of pee taped to your ankle. There is no getting out of that. It doesn't matter. And here's the problem with all this. There's a thing called the SAP, first off, a substance abuse program.
Right.
And what happens is once somebody fails or refuses one, they have to take that legally to be able to be certified back into the industry.
It's DOT, isn't it?
It is DOT. And a lot of companies don't know that you have to have this done in order to be even hired somewhere. A lot of drivers will just go on and not say anything. And then, of course, another company could get in trouble for even hiring you.
Well, you know, a lot of those companies don't want to be the first company to hire the guy after he fails at random and goes through the SAP. So it's hard enough to get a job even if you go through it, right?
Well, it's actually like looking for a needle in a haystack. See, if you fail a drug screen and the company that you fail a drug screen at is actually supposed to give you a little bit of information on where to go get your SAP. They're supposed to point you to a substance abuse program. Okay, but it doesn't mean they're obligated to hire you. But when you go to the next carrier, in fact, and that's like looking for a needle in a haystack, even finding somebody that will take somebody with a drug screen. A lot of companies, believe it or not, even if they know you failed one 30 years ago, aren't going to hire you. So what happens is you go to a company and you ask them, do you accept an SAP program? I failed at random, or I refused one, or I got caught with a condom taped to my ankle, right. Filled with urine my child, whatever. Most carriers aren't going to hire you, but in order for them to correctly hire you, they got to have that SAP program. And a lot of drivers don't know that. And therefore they have this big time lapse from the time they fail it to the time they realize they got to take it. And a lot of time goes by. So I would just tell you, honestly, it ain't worth your CDL. It ain't worth almost killing somebody or killing somebody. It is a bad scene to get a 3-hour buzz or whatever the hell you get from the dope. It really is. It's just not worth it, John.
Definitely not. And you know, the guys that do bring the pee in there, just somebody else's pee, you know, they'll come back and say, do you want the good news or the bad news? The good news is you passed the drug test. Or that's the good news. The bad news is you're pregnant.
Exactly.
Congratulations. You're the first guy, you know, in the history of trucking that came back with estrogen in his system.
Yeah, your urine is fine. Yeah.
Oh, I got to tell you something really funny real quick.
Okay.
One of my buddies, you know, from college, he was a big time weed smoker, and he got this really, really good job, and he shows up for the, he knew he wasn't going to pass the drug test. So one of my other buddies, you know, peed in the bottle for him, and he took it in. And he came back positive for coke.
so the guy that peed for him failed it for him.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How crazy is that? You get somebody else to piss for you.
Yeah, man. Sure. I'll take care of you, buddy. Yeah. We're friends for.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. Where do
come
I
come back hot for coke?
And where do I piss at? Right. Yeah. So hey, one other story I wanted to tell you. And this story was the one that of all, because I'm telling you, I've seen in the amount of years that I've been in trucking, which is many, many, many years. This story blows my mind the absolute most on a drug failure. Had this driver, I think he was from like, I cannot remember where he's from. Nice guys, actually really nice guy was what I remember about him.
Right.
I get him hired. He's on his way to an orientation in Minnesota.
Well, he's on a bus?
He's on a bus. I mean, after we went through the hiring, you know, the application process, got his references checked out, you know, you either bus him in or whatever, you put him in a rental car or a plane, but you get them to an orientation. That's how it works. So this driver, he's on a bus.
Right.
Greyhound. Mm-hmm. Comes in. He's in an orientation. 2 days later, I get a call. Your driver failed the drug screen. I said, you're kidding. I said, oh, he failed it. Coke. I'm like, kidding me, right? And I'm like, I'm gonna call him. I call the driver up. I'm like, dude, what happened, man? He's like, man. He goes, I'm so sorry, man. He was really upset with himself. I'm like, what happened, man? I said, you failed it for coke. I said, do you realize that coke, I said, pot, I can see people failing for because.
Yeah, it's like 72 hours with the coke.
Yeah, so. The coke isn't in there long. And so I said to him, I said, dude, what happened? I said, why don't you just wait till next week? I said, the smart thing would have, I said, the smart thing is not to be doing drugs, but
right.
I mean, cocaine, I mean, you're better off just, you know, if your bills are behind, whatever the case is, you're better off just saying, oh, it can't come into orientation. I mean, I'm not trying to give advice on people getting high to get into a trucking company. I'm just saying this story blows my mind. And he says to me, he goes, man, I'm really sorry. He goes, man, I met a couple girls.
On the bus?
Well, that's exactly what he said. He said,
what kind of girls are you going to meet on a Greyhound, dude? Seriously.
Well, ones that have coke.
Lot lizards.
Whatever. I said, hold on a second. I said, you met the girls on your way to orientation. He goes, yeah, we were partying on the bus. I'm like, wait a second. So you meet two girls with drugs and you do the drugs while you're on your way to do a drug screen? And he goes, yeah, man, I'm sorry. I'm like, dude, are you serious? I said, I mean, honestly, I was like so beside myself. I said, I cannot believe that somebody would do drugs while they're on their way to do their drugs.
Oh, come on. You know, don't be so judgmental. Haven't you ever snorted coke on the Greyhound with a few hags?
Well, yeah, no, that's true. I mean, who hasn't done that?
Right, exactly.
You know, yeah. But no, seriously. Doesn't that blow your mind? I mean, I'm not kidding you. When I say this, I mean this sincerely. He was a super, super nice guy, an absolute stand-up nice person to talk to. And that's why I remember him so much. But the story behind it, it just blows. It's never been topped as far as stupidity and drugs go. I mean, I've got some crazy stories on other situations, but that was one. So you know, when it comes to randoms, and a lot of people don't realize this, you know, it doesn't, a lot of, you know, I've had drivers tell me, you know, like here, it's holidays are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, you're going to be home for the holidays and you may be at a party. I've had drivers say, yeah, I was at a party and it was like pot smoke everywhere. You know what? You know how hard it is to fail a drug screen for secondhand pot. There's no excuse.
Oh yeah. I'm very familiar with it.
Right. There is no excuse to fail a drug screen. There's none. It's just not going to happen. I'm telling you. And so really realistically, you know, remember back in the 80s when what was the saying? Just say no.
Well, I don't remember much of the 80s. Sorry.
Well, you were high, but I'm just saying saying you
said, it was Nancy Reagan. Just say no.
Yeah. Is that who it was? Nancy Reagan.
Yeah, it was Nancy Reagan.
Oh, All right. Well, anyways, there's my stories on drugs and hopefully, honestly, you know, we have funny shows, we have serious shows, and we make light of things, but John, honestly, it's no laughing matter. It really isn't. I'm telling you.
No, man, when you're driving something that big and that heavy, you could run over a minivan, you could take out a whole family. It only takes a blink of an eye, you know, and for that high that you're going to get for 20 minutes, is it really worth someone's life? Seriously.
And John, we can go into lecturing people. I'm not going to do that, but I would just say this. There are guys in prison right now, okay, that tested positive and killed families. There's drivers that are in prison because of that 20-minute high or whatever the heck it was, and they spend the rest of their life wishing they wouldn't have done it. So that's.
Well, I have one question before we, you know.
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up. Go ahead.
Okay, before you wrap it up, you know, obviously weed is legal in some states like Colorado. So what if you get a Colorado driver out there and he comes up positive because he smoked it 2 weeks ago? It's in his system, but he's from Colorado, so he hasn't broken the Colorado law.
You know, and in all sincerity, that's a big argument with drivers, but it's no different than the alcohol law. Are you allowed to drink alcohol legally?
Yes.
Are you allowed to have it in your system when you get pulled over in a vehicle?
That's different.
No, it's not.
You could have weed in your system and you smoked it 2 weeks ago. You're not even close to high and you're going to come up positive with alcohol. If you got it in your system, you're drunk.
Bottom line is zero tolerance DOT law. I'm going to tell you that right now.
It's a federal thing. So it supersedes any of the state laws. Is that right?
Absolutely correct. And look, that I know
it's the way
of,
it should be.
And that I know of, there is no test to say, oh, he smoked it 2 weeks ago or 2 hours ago. I don't know that there's a test like that. Now, some say there is. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it. I've heard it. How about you? You got any insight on that?
I don't, rumor? I'm no expert. I have no idea. I don't know. I'd be making something up if I said otherwise. But right. The bottom line, I think you just nailed it. Look, man, if you feel the need to smoke weed all the time, don't drive a truck.
In all honesty,
sell comic books or something.
Right. You know, here's the thing. You got to spend a lot of time and money to get your CDL. And that's a job that you can possibly make, you know, $50,000 to $100,000 a year.
Sure.
It's a respectable job if you do it right. Trucking is a lifestyle, and it's a respectful job if you treat it that way. There's a lot of dirt in the trucking industry. I'll say that right now. Okay. But you don't have to be part of that dirt. You can be part of the part that's respected. Okay. And to me, my family is all truck drivers, and lots of respect goes to them, the way they conducted themselves. And I've seen it on both sides. So, you know, honestly, it isn't worth going through all that crap. Okay. To get your CDL, to put in the time to become a good driver, and then one day go, I'm going to tell you something. There's many people probably that maybe didn't smoke weed, and then all of a sudden they're at a party one time and they go back to work, and their boss says, oh, by the way, your name just came up for a random. And you're sitting there going, what? I've smoked weed in 10 years. Right. I do it one time and I'm getting a damn random? No way. I'm telling you, don't think that it can't happen. Believe it. It can sure happen.
Murphy's Law.
Yeah. So, hey, let's wrap this up, man. These guys know, and these gals know, that they shouldn't be getting high with 80,000 pounds and little kids and cars around them. They know that. And if they're, listen, you guys, all you drivers out there, you know that Troy loves you. I'm all about trucking. I breathe it. I bleed it. All I do all day long, I'm in trucking. I'll probably die in trucking. Besides God, I'm all about trucking. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're a driver that's driving high or wasted, honestly, I have no respect for you at all. You can say, Troy, you're a punk. Guess what? Come here, and I would love to drug screen you just for your boss myself. I mean that sincerely. I hope you fail it if you're doing it, and I hope you're out of trucking for good. And that's just the way I feel about high truckers. That's why I'm going to call this one Trucking High. What do you think, Johnny? You got any advice?
Yeah, you know, alcoholism is a very powerful disease, and so are drugs. If you get caught up in that trap, you know, if your life is miserable and you're stressed out and you start drinking all the time, and then you really start drinking more, and you recognize that you have a problem as a trucker, get out from behind the wheel until you get it under control. And if you don't get it under control, don't get back behind the wheel. And I have one question for you before we go.
Go ahead.
You're not going to give me a random, are you?
Well, I don't know if you've seen Ruth Ann out there. She's opening the box up. Yeah. They're right away. They're all back there going, test you.
Hey, can I borrow some pee?
Yeah.
I know yours is clean.
I'm such a redneck. I'm such a geek. No, hey, listen, I like your advice, Johnny. I'm going to tell you why. And I was thinking this as you were giving your advice. I'm going to say this real quick. Like you said, if you know you have a problem, and listen, we know if we have a problem or not. Some of us just don't admit it till we hit rock bottom. But you're better off being broke and losing a few things because you can't pay for them because you recognize that you don't want to drive wasted and you're trying to get it under control. Once you get it under control, come back into trucking. You know, we definitely welcome people that are sober and doing things right and safe. Okay. But the bottom line is go out there, get high, get caught. And let me tell you something, honestly, you're done. You're done being a legal trucker for pretty much life, or maybe you got to wait. I'm telling you, a lot of drivers, even after 5 years, some of these companies are still reporting it. There's companies that report it for life. I would tell you truthfully, the best thing you can do is get this, like Johnny said, get it under control and then get back into trucking. And you know what? Give us a call if you need help. We'll try to help you find a place. But the bottom line is your career is not worth it. And somebody else's life is not worth it. You know what? I'm not going to harp on it anymore. I'm going to go ahead and end this show. What do you think, Johnny?
Yeah, I think we said it all.
All right. Till we meet again, everybody. Oh, real quick, just let me say this like Tyler always does. Don't forget to check us out on TalkCDL.com. Our Facebook page is growing like really crazy. Check out TalkCDL everywhere. We appreciate everybody doing what they're doing. And keep giving us the comments and keep giving us the reviews on our podcast. Thank you.
Like us and love us.
Like us and love us. Yeah. Don't forget to go to Facebook and love us. All right. Thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you.